So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
TJ Watt. 3 years, $123 million, $108 million guaranteed, $41 million a year, more than Myles Garrett, exactly what he wanted, exactly what we anticipated, and people are upset. People are excited. People are upset. People are arguing. People are fighting. People are trying to fight with me. This is wild. I never thought a player like TJ Watt would have people so split like this. I'm going to be honest with you. I always looked at TJ Watt as a one-helmet guy. And I know that doesn't really matter that much anymore in the NFL. But I always saw him as a Pittsburgh Steeler through and through until the day he stops playing football. And that's looking like it's going to be the case. But I also thought that fans of the Pittsburgh Steelers wanted that to be the case. That is not the case. Some people are upset that TJ Watt got this much money. It is amazing that a player like TJ Watt, who has not won a playoff game, but is still regarded as one of the best players at his position year in and year out, can have a fan base so up in arms right now. There's so much to talk about in this TJ Watt extension, this TJ Watt situation. He is going to be reporting to training camp. I said yesterday that I anticipated him not reporting to training camp if they didn't get a deal done. They got a deal done, so he will be at training camp clearly. As I said in the pre-show, if you missed it, we have a big show planned today. Jason Mackey, 7 to 10 a.m. He has a lot of thoughts on TJ Watt. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, 8 a.m., as he is every Friday. Noah Hiles, he will join us. Hit on some Buccos, break it up a little bit. Mike Golic Jr., he will join the show at 9 a.m. Talk some college ball and talk some TJ Watt. So nice little show planned for you to head into the weekend. Callis, I said in the pre-show that I listened to your early morning show. And I'm very proud of you because you had a hard stance on how you felt about this situation. And you didn't move off of it. You took a bunch of callers. Some tried to move you off your stance, and you didn't. You were very concrete in what you felt about TJ Watt. And then you came into the room right after your show. And I said, good luck. Good luck. So your stance is what in this? This is where we're going to start today. Your stance is what? Because there was multiple times where I wanted to join your early morning show because I have a whole other outlook of this situation. But what is your stance on this TJ Watt situation?
I'm disappointed that they decided to pay him after he held out and he was clearly upset, when I feel like they could have invested that money in perhaps another wide receiver earlier on in free agency if they were going to invest that money. And since he was under contract, they still had time to pay him after this season when he wasn't under contract.
You said that this is not how it works with TJ Watt holding out the way he did.
I don't think that's how it should work. I think it's a bad look for the Steelers that he held out of mandatory workouts and then got paid.
This is how it's always worked in the NFL. This isn't like a normal job at all. I mean, we're talking $41 million a year. And you have to figure out a way to get your money. Mandatory. So if mandatory minicamp, him missing mandatory minicamp was so important to the team, why didn't they fine him?
Yeah, because they don't want to create any more drama.
Well, if it was that important that he missed 3 days of mandatory minicamp, they would have fined him. I know that he was under contract, but this is how you get a new contract. This has been going on since, I mean, we even said it, what, last week or 2 weeks ago. Even, you know, Jack Lambert did this. You know, this has been going on since the 70s. This is how business works in the NFL. You got to figure out a way to get your money. And if it's not showing up and you feel like you're worth more, then you got to do what you got to do. So TJ Watt obviously won in this situation. He got what he wanted. I think the Steelers were always going to give him what he wanted. But I don't understand why people are mad at TJ Watt. Now, I know that he has gotten hurt the last couple seasons. But this is the Steelers' fault. Now, I have a whole segment dedicated to Chris Mueller at 6:35. Because he said a couple things that, you know, and I'm not taking Chris Mueller out at all. Like, this isn't like to bash Chris, but these are some topics that I wanted to go over. So he said a couple things yesterday that I want to talk about. Chris said it's bad business. We're going to talk about that. Is it bad business for the Steelers? Do you feel like it's bad business for the Steelers to pay TJ Watt what they paid him?
Yes.
Why?
I think, like I said, I think it's a bad look if he's going to hold out and then you're going to give him that. When as a team, you haven't done much winning in the playoffs, winning at all in almost a decade.
Do you feel like you're a better team with TJ Watt? If you're the Steelers?
Yeah, generally. That doesn't mean they're going to win in the playoffs, though, and that's the thing. The Steelers aren't on the brink of a Super Bowl where they need him. The Steelers could go multiple different directions based on how they do this season. Lots depending on how well Aaron Rodgers plays. A lot's depending on how DK Metcalf integrates with the offense. A lot's going to depend how strong the defense can be.
And that's football.
That's what I'm saying. But it's less certain than the team like the Eagles, where they're coming off of a Super Bowl win. They've been very successful through this decade, and they have a lot of pieces that they know are certain and reliable. So you're in different positions with this team right now, where they haven't really had playoff success. They haven't won in the playoffs in, what, 8 seasons now it's been? And they've got a lot of question marks already going into this season. This isn't an investment I think they should have made at this particular time.
It is.
And I blame the Steelers more than I blame TJ Watt. You're right. And I mentioned that in the early morning show. TJ Watt needs to do what he needs to do to get paid. I'm more disappointed that the Steelers made the investment when they did based on TJ Watt's reaction to wanting a new contract.
This is how the business works. Like, whether people like it or not, and whether they think that TJ Watt should get this money or not, this is how the business works in the NFL. You are what the market tells you you are. And if you are if you are one of the top tier players and the market is X, you are supposed to get maybe X and maybe a little bit more if you are one of the best players. It just is what it is. Whether you win playoff games or not. I mean, there's a lot of players out there that haven't won playoff games or haven't led their team to the playoffs that get paid a lot of money because they are the best at their position. That's just how it works.
Steelers are different. I mean, the Steelers have a culture. And that's why so many fans are upset about this, because the Steelers...
What's the culture?
They've had a culture of winning. They've had a respectable culture for a long time, and that was slowly deteriorating.
That was a long time ago.
Well, why can't we make that happen again? You know what I mean?
They paid,
it wasn't all that long ago,
yeah,
Thorne.
But they paid players then, too. They paid players then, too. Guys held out. Hines Ward held out. Whatever the culture was before. Well, I mean, what's the difference? To pay a guy that is a staple of your team or not. Like, I mean, it's only going to probably even get better. Or stay and have a chance to get better. If you lose a guy like that, then you got to go back to the drawing board. Of what you really want to be as a team, I believe, on defense at least.
Well, clearly the Steelers have lacked offensive talent for a while. They haven't had a stable offense.
What else do people want them to do this year or even next year? They're going to draft a quarterback
receiver.
Next year.
You traded George Pickens.
You can still do that.
And I mean, he was a nightmare, but he was also productive a good chunk of the time.
They look at Jonnu Smith as another receiver, as their receiver piece. That's how they look at it. And I'm fine with that because he can play receiver. Most of his snaps were at wide receiver, not tight end.
Well, I hope they use him there then.
They probably will.
Now they have a surplus of tight ends.
They probably will, but Jonnu Smith is not just a tight end. And people will understand that once the season does go on. But they can still get a receiver even though they extended TJ Watt if they really wanted to. This doesn't hinder them of doing really anything. They gave him this money because, you know what? You're not going to have to pay a quarterback for the next 5 years, probably. That's huge. So where else is the money going to go? They have the money to do it. Where else is it going to go? Might as well lock up a guy for 3 years and say, empty the tank for 3 years that has been, you know, defensive MVP, one of the best players in the league in the last 5 years.
Well, if they knew they were going to pay him, then why didn't he show up to the mandatory minicamp? If they had this in mind, is he posting stuff on social media saying peace or whatever he was doing? Like, why is that happening?
Because
if they all knew that this was going to happen, why is he not showing up, and why was he creating a stir in public?
Because
on social media.
And this is what I want to get into about the bad business portion that Mueller said yesterday. This all is about the Steelers not making a move and getting a contract done in the appropriate time to get out ahead of Myles Garrett and get TJ Watt done earlier. They could have avoided all of this. They could have paid way less if they would have just given. If you knew TJ Watt was, you knew that you were going to pay TJ Watt at some point. So why did you wait? You didn't have to wait because of the old culture, because of how you've done business before. That's ridiculous. Business evolves every single year. They should have gotten ahead of the situation, knowing that Myles Garrett was probably going to want paid, knowing that Max Crosby was going to want paid, knowing that Trey Hendrickson was going to want paid, knowing Michael Parsons was going to want paid, and just paid TJ Watt literally March 1st. And then you could avoid all this.
So can we align them? The Steelers had just awful timing. We can align
awful.
That. Okay.
This is the Steelers' fault
because
for letting it go this long.
So we're aligning on that. Like, yes. I don't appreciate like how TJ Watt went about it, but I understand that's the business of it, is you use whatever leverage you can to maximize your payment. And I support players trying to get paid because they're doing this for a living. I understand that. But I am way more frustrated with how the Steelers have went about this, so I think we're at least aligned there.
Yes.
Like, I'm mad at both sides, but if I had to pick a side that I'm more frustrated with, it is absolutely the Steelers for how they handled the timing of this and how they let this linger.
Mueller says bad business of paying TJ Watt. It's bad business, and it's actually – it's bad business of the Steelers of not getting out ahead of this and paying him first, but it's also business. This is the price of business. You have somebody that is one of the best, and the market says that they're one of the best, and they're up for a new contract. It's how the NFL works. You usually do it a year before your contract expires, and you had somebody at that same position that got paid. The next guy is going to want more than if they're regarded the best. That's the situation that they're in.
It's just a shame, though, because, I mean, there does come a point, though, where business gets too much in the way of coming together and winning.
Callis, business is more of the NFL than it is football.
I understand that, and I don't have to like that. I understand that that's the reality. I'm not disagreeing with you on that point. But if I'm making an opinion on, you know, how are the Steelers going to win games and become respectable and maybe win a playoff game, this isn't how that's going to be done. Me as a fan is disappointed that that's the reality. I understand it's reality. I'm not denying that, but I don't have to like it.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to like it, but, I mean, that's the case. That's what it is. People don't like Tomlin. People don't like Rooney. People want Rooney to sell the team. People want Tomlin fired. People don't like Aaron Rodgers. People don't like, I mean, literally name somebody. People don't like anybody. But this is business. This is the business part of it. And in the grand scheme of everything, the Steelers kind of saved their ass here. Because not only did they not get ahead of it, they ended up having to shell out $108 million guaranteed, but they did win in one area. They did win in one area, which I think the compromise, which made it the compromise that it was, where TJ Watt was like, okay. I think they made TJ settle for the term. I think TJ Watt wanted more than 3 years. The Steelers got 3 years. So you're paying him for 3 years, and you're guaranteeing the money, and that's going to save on the cap too. And the cap goes up next year. To me, this doesn't affect that much. It really doesn't. Whenever you look at it and how it's played out, now we need to get the even more detailed contract terms, but whenever you give guaranteed money out like that, you could kind of control the yearly salary. and that'll keep the cap down. It's a great conversation, Kyle, and I love your stance on it, and I love that you're hard and concrete on it. It's a really good, kind of foundation of this whole entire situation that we're going to talk about today. But there's more to get into. There's a lot more to get into. We'll talk about all that coming up next and throughout the whole entire show. Fin up.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
I'm presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dickerson Cowell is here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Jason Mackey will join us at 7 a.m. TJ Watt extended 3 years, $123 million, $108 million guaranteed, $41 million per year. A lot of split minds out there on this TJ Watt situation. Chris Mueller, he had a couple things to say about this yesterday, and you know, one of the things he did say, it's bad business extending TJ Watt. Well, I say one thing, it is business. That's what it is. It's the price of business. It's the price of, you know, what the market tells you. You know, if you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at the Browns. And I said yesterday, I don't know if the Browns did this on purpose. If they did, I give them a lot of credit for, and credit that I usually never give them. I mean, whoever gives the Browns credit, but if they did, very smart of being like, okay, Miles, we're not going to just pay you to be the highest paid rush end or whatever, you know, defensive end, whatever you want to call him. We're gonna F the market because we know that so the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers have to pay their same guys. So we're going to have to make them pay even more, which is going to make it a very tough situation. So this is not bad business by the Steelers of paying TJ Watt. It is just business. It's bad business by the Steelers for not paying TJ Watt earlier. You could have gotten out ahead of this if you really wanted to. You didn't have to wait. You didn't have to wait until Max Crosby and Myles Garrett were signed. If you knew that you wanted to sign TJ Watt, you knew that he was going to want a new contract, you knew that he's probably going to hold out, you could have signed him a lot earlier and avoided all of this. You probably would have signed him around, what, $36, $35, $36, $37 million? Saving yourself $4 million? Okay, that may be bad business by waiting. But paying TJ Watt because the market says he should be paid X and maybe he wants a little bit more, I don't get it. Like, I mean, yeah, like you have to. Or you trade him. And they weren't going to trade him. So that was one thing. And then Mueller says, how could TJ Watt get healthier after being banged up the last two seasons? I'm paraphrasing a little bit here. Now that he's in his mid-30s. Well, he changes the way that he trains. It's very, very simple. Players in their 30s don't train the same way that they were when they were 22. There's things that they can't do anymore. They could probably still do them, but not as good. So you have to add weapons to your arsenal. You have to change the way you do things. Players do it all the time. Jerry Rice played until he was 42 years old, and he was still effective. Different position, I understand. But he changed the way that he trained. He knew he couldn't beat guys off the line just with just physical and pure speed. He had to get, you know, use finesse even more. He was a finesse receiver. He had to use it even more. You change the way you train. Those are two things that Chris Mueller brought up yesterday that I thought were like, you know, I was like, I have to talk about this. It's not to take out Chris, but there's two things. Bad business on the Steelers, yes, maybe not for not getting a deal in front of TJ Watt sooner. Okay, I can get on board with that. But paying TJ Watt, you had the money to do it. The market said that that's probably what he's worth. He wanted more, and you want him to be a one-helmet guy, and he wants to be a one-helmet guy, and you know that the guy 2 hours from here got paid $40 million and wins awards over him whenever the stats say that TJ should probably win awards. Like, he obviously doesn't like Myles Garrett. He wants to make a point. Okay. It's $1 million more. It's obviously more than that. Than what the, you know, obviously the Browns reset the market and did, you know, did so in a crazy fashion, in a large fashion, but it's still $1 million more than what Myles Garrett got. And you made him the highest paid rush end right now. That's going to change probably in the next 3 weeks. And Micah Parsons gets paid. So, I mean, it is what it is. That's what he wanted. You gave him what he wanted. You could have got it done sooner. You could have paid less. But I want to hear from you. I want to hear your side of it. I want to hear your thoughts on TJ Watt. 412-928-9370. This is your time to speak out. I want to hear all the angles. All the angles. I want to hear why it's bad in your opinion. I want to hear why it's good in your opinion. Because I can't find really the super negative of paying TJ Watt whenever the cap does go up. You guaranteed him money, so that'll help for the salary of the yearly salary. You got him on the term of 3 years instead of probably 4 years that he wanted. So you ended up winning in that area. You don't have to pay a quarterback for 5 years-ish. You're barely paying a quarterback this year. You barely paid a quarterback last year. You're going to draft a quarterback next year. You signed a receiver this year, or you traded a receiver this year. You paid him a new contract. You paid Jonnu Smith basically a new contract. You got a corner. Like, they're making moves. They're making moves, and they're keeping their key pieces, except for Minka. But they made a move, and I agree with the move that they made. I agree with that trade. So, 412-928-9370. I want to hear your thoughts. I really do, because this is a very split situation. Anthony in Oakland. Anthony, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Thank you, Doran. Doran, I'm putting my union hat back on right now. Look, J.J. Watt on McAfee early in the year said it was going to be a little animus because T.J. wanted a contract last year. And the Steelers, they should have reacted before those other, you know, before the player with the Raiders and Myles Garrett. I mean, that was the time to do it. When the player goes to you and says, you know, let's do a contract before these others. I mean, I don't know if he said it in that manner, but that's what was being intimated there.
Right.
It would have saved them $4 to $5 million extra. I mean, that's just a fact.
You're exactly right. So whenever they say bad business, it's bad business on the Steelers. Like, I don't know. Like, paying T.J. Watt is, to me, is not bad business. It's bad business part.
No, it's not bad business. Yeah, it was. But that part was their fault. But see, what people have to understand, and Jerry Jones, I remember hearing him say this a couple years ago. For the league purposes, you have to make sure when you guarantee that money that you have that resource. People have to understand, there's a lot of booking things that go on. When you guarantee that large amount of money, like that's when he would say, why do you wait so long? He says, you remember what he did with Prescott? Remember when they kept saying, why do you keep waiting and it's costing you more? You have to make sure you guarantee that money for league purposes.
Yes, yes.
Before it goes through, and that's a process.
It is.
Because they have a lot of expenditures.
Absolutely.
In the NFL franchise. So people have to understand that's sometimes why that happens. Listen, there's going to be some ugly stuff that's happening in the NFL. The player executive of the NFL Players Association, Lloyd Howe, he resigned.
He just stepped down, right?
Because of this collusion stuff of what happened with Cleveland.
Yep.
If the players got the paperwork that the owners colluded, and if anybody's familiar with collusion, about 30 years ago or 35 years ago, that's what happened in baseball, and it cost the owners a fortune.
Yes.
When they had if this is proven, and it seems to me it's going to be proven because the executive director was part of the collusion, had to resign, it's going to get ugly, and the players are going to get even extra money they weren't looking for.
Anthony, I appreciate the call. Always love you calling. You know, he brings up great points, obviously. You know, this is, in my opinion, bad business on the Steelers, not for paying T.J. Watt, but for waiting as long as they did to pay TJ Watt. Now, I know that there's things that you have to sort out, but if you knew that that was happening and you knew and you were aware with who else needed paid around him, you got to figure out a way to get that money and to guarantee that money to TJ Watt ASAP, so you're not in the situation that you're in. Nancy, Rick, we will get to you when we come back, so stay on the line. I want to hear your thoughts on TJ Watt.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jason Mackey, he joins us at 7 a.m. Get into TJ Watt. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Look, the same people that are bitching about TJ Watt getting this money whenever I believe and the market believes that he deserves it, and maybe he negotiated maybe $1 million more than the market because he wanted to get paid higher than Myles Garrett. We knew that that was the case. The same people upset right now were the same people bitching last year whenever Cam Hayward was up for a new contract. Cam Hayward's old. He's going to deteriorate. His groin is off the bone. We need to get a new young defensive lineman. They paid Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward was an all-pro. And you're cheering. I don't hear any of you disputing the contract of Cam Hayward anymore.
Did you say his groin was off the bone?
Yep.
That just sounds gross.
Yeah, it was. I think his groin was off the bone. I think that was his injury. Yeah, it was his groin.
Cam didn't hold out, though, did he, right? He was still showing up. He was slightly publicly upset.
But Callis, he was not trying to get money to be the highest paid at his position, and there wasn't other guys at his position that were up for contracts.
Hmm.
That's the difference here.
Okay.
Is there's other guys that want paid that think that they're the best outside linebacker defensive end in the league. And Cam Hayward was like, no, I'm not trying to be the highest paid. Like, I'm trying to get a new contract on my last couple years of playing football. Do you believe me? Yes, we believe in you, Cam. We're going to give you a couple more years and we're going to pay you this much money. Fans, oh, no. Why would you ever do that? Why would you give Cam Hayward money? Cam Hayward's all pro. So TJ Watt is 5 years younger. I guarantee he's an all-pro this year. I guarantee TJ Watt is an all-pro this year and possibly leads the league in sacks. I'm saying that right now.
You think he's going to play better now that he's been paid?
Yes.
All right.
You're going to get your money's worth. The Steelers are going to get their money's worth in these next 3 years.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Rick in Saxonburg. Rick, thanks for waiting on the line. How you doing? And good morning.
Good morning, Doran. My problem isn't with TJ Watt. It's not with the Steelers. I think it's with the NFL.
Mm.
You think of guys like TJ Watt, Myles Garrett, guys who have been paid.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Nick Bosa, what is the return on the edge rusher position?
You bring up a great point. This is a great point that we have talked about, about 2 weeks ago. It's a great point. What does an edge rusher get you? Because you look around, and just like you said, Nick Bosa got them to a Super Bowl. That's it. Maybe Von Miller in the last, 10 years of the big-time rush ends won a Super Bowl. These guys aren't winning team Super Bowls, but I don't expect them to win Super Bowls. I expect them to help get to a Super Bowl. I expect them to help to win playoff games, but quarterbacks win Super Bowls. But you're absolutely right.
That's why that the Eagles are such a great example of you don't need to pay these guys. You have to draft successfully.
No doubt. No doubt. Very, very, very good point, Rick. Appreciate your call. You have to draft successfully, but it's hard to do that. Howie Roseman's he's a genius at it. He's a genius at moving money around. He's a genius at paying guys when they need paid and keeping guys that are, the foundations of the Philadelphia Eagles and drafting the appropriate guys. Not everybody can do that. He's one of one, really, in my opinion. one of one. We're going to go to another Rick in the car. Rick, good morning.
Yes, hey, yeah, the whole T.J. Watt, of course, it's worth the money. And, yeah, the Steelers did drop the ball by waiting too long. You know, it's very simple. Look how many games you won with him in the lineup. We talked about, I hear this stat all the time. How many games have you won while he's on the field? And then how many games have you lost when he's out of the lineup?
Yeah, you've only won one game whenever he's out of the lineup.
Yeah, you don't replace that. You don't, and you can't coach that. You can't develop that. That's just something the Steelers just dropped the ball. They waited too long. So what happens when you when the item goes off sale? You've got to pay full market price.
Yeah, it's business. Thanks for the call, Rick. It's the price of business. I mean, that's all it comes down to. Bad business maybe on the Steelers' part initially of not getting this done earlier and getting out ahead of it, but also decent business of coming back around, compromising, and coming to a point where you shake hands with T.J. Watt, but also winning a little bit on the term. The Steelers didn't just fully lose and do bad business in this deal. They got the term down to 3 years. T.J. Watt allegedly wanted more years. So then you'd be tied to T.J. Watt longer than you probably think that he can be serviceable. And, you know, his production, you know, is probably in that 3-year window. So you did win in that area. So it is, at the end of the day, not bad business, but it's business. Gary in Monroeville. Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Doran. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's funny to listen to all these fans complain about the money aspect of it. Like it's coming out of their bank account or something.
I said that yesterday on Twitter, and I got a lot of reaction saying, "Well, it is coming out of our bank account. We're buying tickets, and we're watching these games." That was the response that I got.
Yeah, well, if you want to watch the best football possible, then you want T.J. Watt on the field.
Right.
The fact of the matter is when healthy, he is one of the best players we have ever seen. You can see from the moves they've been making that they're trying to go all in and win right now, which is what we want. So I just don't understand why people are complaining about the money like it's coming out of their account. Just watch football and enjoy it.
Thanks for the call. Sorry for cutting you off. Thank you for the call. You're absolutely right. Like, then don't go to the game. Don't buy tickets. Like, I don't know what to tell you. If I'm investing my money in a certain area, I want to know where my money is going. Does Rooney call every single fan and say, well, this is what we're doing, this is what we're thinking? No, he doesn't. So that's up to you. If you think that your money is not being spent the right way, then don't spend that money. Don't know what to tell you. If that's how you look at it, well, it is kind of our money that is going in T.J. Watt's pocket. Well, then don't spend the money then. If you're that upset about it, don't spend the money. It's mind-boggling that that's your stance on this. Well, it is our money. No, I mean, get out of here. PJ and Shaler. PJ, good morning.
Okay, the whole Watt thing is they got him, and it's not really 3 years because he's got to play one more year just to finish his current contract. So it's like 4 years down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not putting that on Watt. Get whatever he can because that's just the way they are and their little prima donna stuff. Why he paid $1 million more than the other highest guy, whatever. But I got to look it over, and every year we're filling spots, and it's like Con and the Steelers are making these magical moves. I put it on them more than the players because they haven't won a playoff game in 7 or 8 years. They're buying the best players, but they're not producing with it. And they probably won't until they have a quarterback.
I appreciate your call, PJ. Yeah, I mean, it's really not T.J. Watt's fault that they're not winning playoff games. Let's be honest with ourselves. Is it T.J. Watt's fault? Okay, he hasn't won a playoff game. I get it. But, like, there's 21 other players. There's a coaching staff. There's all this other stuff that goes into it. It's not like T.J. Watt is not the quarterback. If he was a quarterback, okay, I think we have an argument here. But he's a piece to the puzzle of trying to get to a Super Bowl, trying to win a playoff game. Brian in the car. Brian, good morning.
Doran, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, a couple quick points. I agree with the last caller. These people act like they're paying and the money's coming out of their pocket. Secondly, what you just said about the playoff win, that's the lamest argument that people are throwing out there. My point is you know that defense or offensive line shift protection towards him. He gets the chip from the tight end. The running back slides that way. How about the other 10 guys? Somebody else, a few other guys are one-on-one. Beat your guy one-on-one and make a play.
Exactly.
And secondly, Dorn, you've been in locker rooms, right? Nobody is touching on this. T.J. Watt is instant leadership, even if he doesn't say a word, because he has the hardware. He's a defensive player of the year. He's a great football player. You don't think guys come into that locker room and watch him and learn off of him and try to emulate him and get better just because he's there with them?
Ask Nick Herbig if he's gotten better because of T.J. Watt. Ask Jack Sawyer after preseason if he gets better because of T.J. Watt. I guarantee you they say yes.
Absolutely, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Brian. I'm going to try to get through these. We got the Cows. Do I have a couple more minutes, or are we short on time?
We should probably take a break.
All right. Thank you guys for the call. We'll get back to you. We'll open the phone lines up a little bit in the next hour. Jason Mackey coming up next. Fan, 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, right, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.